Reevaluating the Gender Divide. Some observers in the U.S. are predicting the end of male dominance in the workplace. American women do better in school than men, are more likely to earn a college degree, and live longer. Now, for the first time in U.S. history, they form the majority of the workforce. In the modern workplace, there is less emphasis on physical size and strength, and more on communication, social interaction, and concentration skills. Jobs traditionally done by men, such as construction and manufacturing, are in decline. The fastest growing sectors, such as insurance, nursing, and food preparation, are considered by many to be more suited to women's abilities. Some business experts are calling this a turning point for gender relations. Carol Rivers, a professor of journalism at Boston University, cautions otherwise. She notes that 85% of the top 500 CEOs in the U.S. are male, as are most American billionaires and more than two-thirds of U.S. senators. Women also earn, on average, just 80 cents for every dollar earned by men. Despite the changing balance in the workforce, there is still a long way to go before a real shift in power occurs.
Questions. Number 11. What change has occurred in U.S. society? Number 12. What does Carol Rivers believe about working women in the U.S.?